Pentecost and the Holy Spirit baptism, where the God in Christ becomes the Christ in you. Celebrating God's holy fire and unequaled power, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
We're here to learn about Him. Amen. All right, here we go. We are those redeemed. Shout it. Relevant. Revolutionary. Revivalists. And we have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. This is our team. This is our time. Something happened when we entered 2025. God spoke it up in my spirit, what He was going to do in October of 2024. And He said, I'm going to open a new pathway for the gospel of my Son and the demonstrations of the Holy Spirit. We have never had a time more open where people were more open to the gospel of Jesus Christ than they are right now. Right now, spiritual formation is the continuing response to the reality of God's grace. So write down 25. Double grace and double favor. Double grace, double favor. Man, I've told you enough to get shouting about already. Number one, God created you. The devil didn't create you. That means you're none of His business. And you're none of the business of your critics either. Your life is hidden, the Word says, in with Christ in God. Your life is under the blood. Your life is covered. Say, God's got me covered. I'm covered. So double grace, double favor. Double grace, double favor. Double grace, double favor. Double grace, double favor. So what we're learning is that the reality of the continuation of God's grace. Now watch the next line, and it'll take you back 4 or 5 months in my preaching on Sunday morning, shaping us, or we could say conforming us. Conforming us, this reality of God's grace in our life is not so we can sin. Why would you want to sin when God's trying to have you have a response to the reality of His grace, which is shaping us, conforming us into the likeness, not of your Facebook friends, conforming us into the image of Christ. That's why the apex of all Christian endeavor must become to place the jewel of a soul in the crown of our Savior, that the Lamb of God slain may receive the reward of His suffering. Why? We are to be conformed to the image of Christ. The problem is you can't do it.
Yes, sir.
I can't do it. I don't care how many churches you go to, songs you sing, dances you dance. He's telling you the formula. He created you. He breathed His Spirit in you. That Spirit is to sustain you. How? By conforming you to the image of Christ. Now, this is not transform. It's not transform. Transform is a whole different thing. What we're talking about is conform. Transform has a very, very pleasant connotation. Conform does not. The basic translation of conform is to make you fit the mold.
Yes, make you fit.
Okay, and nobody shout now. God didn't call you to be happy. He called you to be conformed to the image of His Son. He called you not to bless your decisions, and what you want. He called you, created you, breathed his spirit into you, and now is working on you to get you to fit the mold. What's the mold? The image, the character, the nature of Christ. That's God trying to get you in the mold. You can be like me, he's saying. You can walk in authority if you just get in the mold. Shout on a teaching night, glory to God. All right. Then the community of faith. This is your church. Love it. Okay, I got three ladies over here nodding their head. Everybody else looking at me like a calf staring in a new gate. We've lost loyalty. We've lost commitment. We've lost an understanding of apostolic authority in our life. We want some guy up there to tell us everything we want to hear and nothing we don't. And that's why the church is in the shape that it's in today. But not now, not here, not us. This is your church. Drive a nail through your feet on the floor. This is your church. You defend its elders. If this is your church, you stand up for Valor Christian College. If this is your church, you get behind Harvest Preparatory School. If this is your church, go out there tonight and get a baby bottle and put your change in it and bring it back in here so we can save another 15,000 babies. This is your church, serve it. This is your church, worship. If somebody doesn't like your singing and they turn around and look at you strange, just find another seat. Amen. If you come in here and you sit beside someone and 15 minutes in, they haven't clapped, they haven't smiled, they haven't waved a hand, they haven't sang a verse of a song, standing there looking like they've spent the night upside down in a post hole baptized in vinegar, you have my permission, get up and move. Get next to somebody that you feel God on. Get in agreement. If Elder Canfield says, pray, pray. We move as one. Hallelujah. Man, this is good. That guy had something to say, didn't he? A community of faith. I'm just going to read this one. So I'm going to say, all that, that means everything preceding, all of those lines for one purpose, all about the world, the one. You see, you have to translate world to one. Because you're not ready to affect the world till you've affected one. But telling God you'll go to Africa, you haven't been next door yet. Oh, God, I'll preach the gospel. No, you won't. You're not witnessing to your family. Your children are lost. Your nephew doesn't know anything about God. Everybody's off track. This is why we need spiritual formation. So we're going to talk about being gifted. Say, I'm gifted. Oh, God. Oh. Say, I'm gifted. I'm gifted. I'm gifted. I have gifts. I have gifts of the Holy Spirit to affect the world all around me. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. I have the gift of tongues. I can get down beside my bed and free people that are about to be murdered by Hamas by when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost for Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem. I have gifts. Don't look at me normal. Don't count me ordinary. I'm extraordinary. He created me. He sustains me. His breath, He's in me. Glory to God. You're not a wallflower. You have strength. You have ability. You have anointing. God will give you acceptance. 2024, He's lengthening your cords. He's strengthening your stakes. He's increasing the borders of your influence. Double favor. People that don't like you going to like you. Because your ways please Him. The Word says He'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. Spiritual formation. Form yourself in us, Jesus. Help us fit the mold. Nobody wants to be molded. Everybody's become the clay on the potter's wheel, trying to make the wheel stop so we can point our finger at God and tell Him what we want. He's the potter. It's His choice what you are. It's not yours. And it's far greater than you could ever imagine. I'm gifted. Thank you. Tongues and interpretation of tongues, prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, wonder working faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healings.
Hallelujah.
I'm gifted. John 16, verse 7. I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage. Expedient. To your advantage, Jesus said, that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. The word comforter can be accurately translated conformer. Say, fit the mold. I must be conformed to the image of Christ. Not my way, not what I want. His image formed in me by the Holy Spirit, effectively helping me fit the mold that Jesus has so I look, act, talk, move, have my being in Him. Will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. Did he leave? Is he here? Where? He's in you. He's in you. Now, I'll help you. Internet browsers. That book says, and the book is right and they are wrong, that book says that your body... Two things about your body. Ready? Is not made for fornication, which includes adultery. Nor is your body made for sickness and disease. Your body is made for the dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit. So if you messing up sexually, you're not conformed. Come on. Jesus was not an adulterer. Preachers. Okay. Hallelujah. I will send him to you. Verse 8, when he, the Holy Ghost, is come, He came on the day of Pentecost. He will, watch, convict the world of sin. If the Holy Spirit is not convicting you, you are not being conformed. I look at things people do and I say, how in the world could you do that? You know better than that. And don't be trying to tell me that when you did it, the Holy Spirit didn't go, hey, hey, because he does. But we become willful and do what we want. And you all do it, and I do it. This is how I know. God is good, the word says. A stronghold in the day of distress. Woo! A stronghold in the day of distress, for the Lord knows those who take refuge in him. Jehovah Maccabi, my strong tower. The righteous run in, and they are safe. Conform. So the Holy Spirit's in there to convict us of sins of commission. But here's one nobody can hang to your charge. And there are a lot more of them in the body of Christ than sins of commission. A sin of commission is something you do outright. A sin of omission is what God the Holy Spirit spoke to you to do. Witness to the cashier. Go back into the store and pray for that person. Three o'clock in the morning, you think your alarm goes off. You think you want a drink of water. You think you want another cookie. You think you want another piece of Elder Canfield's homemade apple pie. When really God's saying, pray.
Yeah.
I got to get up at 8. Right? Sins of omission. What we knew to do, God spoke to us to do, and we did it not. That's what the Holy Spirit is in there for. See, before I can get you to recognize and operate in the gift of prophecy, I got to get you acquainted a little bit with the Holy Spirit, who is God in you right now, and of judgment. He will convict you of judgment. What does that mean? The fear of the Lord. You know why so-called believers act the way they do? They have no fear of the Lord. No fear of the Lord whatsoever. And that's why they have no wisdom. I have never seen a generation that lacked more wisdom than this one. They have no wisdom. They can't make a decision. Believers can't make a decision. If you go to a restaurant with me and you open the menu and you've spent more than 30 seconds looking at it, I'm just going to take it from you and order myself. People drive up to McDonald's and sit at the squawk box for 3 minutes. Make a decision. I knew when I got up that morning what I was going to have in the evening to eat. Amen. Amen. The fear of the Lord. Reverence for the platform. Reverence for the altar. Reverence for this property. Why should a pastor have to pay somebody 6 hours to pick up trash on Sunday before service? 6 hours. Go down in the parking lot. This is not, you know, Rupp Arena or the Ohio State basketball gym or something like that. We have so downgraded everything.
Yeah.
Dress like you're going to a picnic. Don't bother to comb your hair. It's just church. Amen. No reverence. No respect. Don't open the door for your wife. You say, this is silly. No, this is what leads to what we've got, which is a total disrespect for everything and everybody, including ourselves. Amen. Lord, bless these. Let this word germinate in their spirits. Live bigger in them and at their house tomorrow than you've ever been. We rely on your Holy Spirit. Make us like Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. It is my sincere hope and fervent prayer that you've been strengthened by today's message, my precious friend. I truly do believe that we must return our mediator, the Holy Ghost, to our family life, to our church life, to our personal prayers, to our pulpits, so much so that we must ask, we must plead for the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, to have absolute priority in our personal everyday lives. When the Holy Spirit is at liberty to move, he'll produce radical, revenant, redemptive change. It's the precious fruit of a true Holy Ghost gospel. If you love Pentecost, and I know you do, as I've articulated, distilled it in my brand new exciting book, it's the sequel to my Revival If best-selling book. It's called Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets, Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Fire into Your Life. It's my gift to you today, just to thank you for your Pentecost offering of only $50 or more. 50 Pente, 50 days between Passover and Pentecost. As you study the pages of this informative and revelatory new book, I believe you'll continue to develop in the fruit of the Spirit and be conformed to the very character of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost of Pentecost, the Conformer. Every blessing afforded to you and me as believers is without question conditional. We must first hear the prompting of the Holy Spirit within us, and then act on that in obedience. You know, this is a set time of God, a moedim of God, a celebration of the resurrection is Passover. Now, 50 days later, the great celebration of the Feast of Pentecost and the Advent of the Holy Spirit into this people planet. And that's why my family and I always include the number 50 in our Pentecost commanded once a year offering to the Lord. Now, I don't know what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. Could be $50. The question is, does it stretch your faith? And most importantly, does it bring honor to God? Maybe your gift would be $50 in each hand, a Pentecost praise offering of $100, maybe more. Just ask the Lord what your gift should be, and then hear, listen for it, the voice of the Holy Spirit, and then obey by calling or logging on at rodparsley.com. Your generous Pentecost offering will help our global soul-winning ministry continue to preach and teach and raise up those who are unashamed of the power of Pentecost through Valor Christian College and this international broadcast to breakthrough. Please don't miss your appointment with the life-transforming power and fire of God on Pentecost Sunday, June 8.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for 7 blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
One summer can change your life. Valor Christian College Summer Internship, May 26th to July 7th. Register today at theevent.vip.
We're about to have an uncontrollable compulsion to shout out words like, be blessed, be healed, be delivered. Come out of them, you foul devil.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.